I'm volunteer producer Stacey Johnson. I recently sat down with Leah Brenner Clack, executive director and founder of Streetwise Arts, a Boulder nonprofit creating mural projects, community art, and youth art programs. Beginning on Sunday and through next week, Streetwise Arts will hold its annual mural festival called Streetwise Boulder. With numerous artists creating murals throughout Boulder and other related programming events, the festival is expected to highlight what folks at Streetwise Arts commonly refer to as artivism. I asked Leah how Streetwise Arts came into being and to explain more about the upcoming festival.
Streetwise Arts began as a public art initiative, bringing more public art and murals to Boulder. And in 2019, we sort of shifted a little bit and focused more on social justice issues and cultural diversity and community connections, and together with those two initiatives formed Streetwise Arts. Basically Streetwise Arts, so we evolved from just doing mural projects around town to integrating youth programs and a mural festival, and really focusing both of those on the combination of public art and social justice and social advocacy. So our youth programs, we bring in professional mentors and work with the youth about creating their own public art project around whatever social advocacy issue that they are interested in. And the same goes for our mural festival. All of the artists are creating work that is inspiring to them on a personal level, with social justice, cultural diversity, identity, public health, things like that. So we've really kind of merged the two things, artists and activism, and we use the word artivism a lot, which is the combination of those two things. And that's really our mission of bringing public art with a message to Boulder.
Can you tell us more about the upcoming annual event, Streetwise Boulder?
Yes, Streetwise Boulder is going into its third year, so it takes place over a week long in September, September 5th through the 12th. And during that week, we have over 30 artists coming into Boulder, painting murals across town at about 23 locations, I think we're at right now. And they'll be painting all week, so it's sort of like a live painting event that week. And then we also have many events throughout the week as well, including a launch party, a couple of art and activism panel discussions hosted at the Dairy Arts Center. We have a couple of spray painting workshops available happening at the Boulder Creative Collective with artist Grow Love. And we have an exhibition featuring all of these artists, smaller works and paintings up in the Novo Art District at the Bus Stop Gallery. And lots of tour opportunities, so self-guided tours. We have an e-bike tour that we're offering, and walking tours are always a great way to just kind of go exploring as well. So there's lots of events celebrating the artists during this week, but all of the artists have applied to be in this festival and are painting something that means something to them in regards to activism, social activism, cultural diversity, identity, public health. So there's a variety of themes that will be addressed through these murals. And all these murals will have a story behind them, including who the artist is and, you know, a specific message. And, you know, sometimes when you look at art, it's not obvious about what it is about. And that's part of the appeal and the interest about murals and art, is that you can sort of draw your own meaning towards them. But at the same time, we're going to be offering signage and QR codes that will direct people to more information about who the artist is and what this mural is about, and maybe what some causes are that they can support around this issue. So it's a lot more than just a mural festival. It's really about bringing people together and highlighting these social issues that are important in the world in 2021.
What's been the response by the Boulder community thus far since you've been in existence?
The response has been really, really positive. I don't think I've received really any negative feedback. I think, you know, people see the artwork around town and it makes such a difference and an impact to them to see this artwork, be it because they see somebody on the wall that looks like them as far as representation, or they feel a sense of this cultural vitality that maybe they didn't when you're walking through the streets and see a bunch of new construction and something that feels cold, and then you see something vibrant and that relates to you. I think it's really impactful for people. And It gives people a safe thing to do, to walk around or take tours with their friends. And really, it's about opportunities for artists. And so many of the artists that we've included in our festival have gone on to get more jobs and more mural commissions and more success in their art career, which is really important and really hard to do sometimes as a professional artist. So I think, you know, what we're doing is important and the community is behind us and excited about what we're doing. And each year we grow a little bit more and get a little bit more exposure. So we feel pretty good about the impact that we're making here.
To learn more about the upcoming mural festival, related events, and to view a map of the mural locations, go to streetwiseboulder.com. For KGNU, this is Stacy Johnson.